MTOPS stands for Medical Therapy of Prostatic Symptoms. It was originally reported by McConnell in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2003. 3,047 patients were recruited with 4.5-year follow-up. Inclusion criteria were men over 50 years with moderate to severe symptoms and a reduced flow of less than 16 mL per second. Men were randomised to either placebo, finasteride 5 mg group, doxazosin 4 mg or 8 mg, and combination therapy. Primary endpoint was time to clinical progression, which was defined as either an IPSS score more than or equal to 4 points increase, acute urinary retention, recurrent UTI, renal insufficiency, defined as greater or equal to 50% rise in baseline, or any value more than a creatinine of 133 micrograms per litre, and any urinary incontinence. In terms of outcome, combination therapy reduced the risk of clinical progression by 66%, compared with finasteride at 34% and doxazosin at 39%. Combination therapy also reduced the risk of acute urinary retention and invasive therapy by 81% and 67% respectively, finasteride by 68% and 64% respectively, and doxazosin by 35% and only 3%. In terms of the placebo arm, only 17 patients progressed. Acute urinary retention was seen in very few patients. In fact, in only 18 patients in the placebo arm, compared with 9% in the doxazosin group, 6 in the finasteride group, and 4 in the combination group. No patient developed acute renal insufficiency, although it's worth pointing out that the post-void residual was very low amongst the group, with a mean of only 40 mL.